This is Business by the Bay, here to discuss challenges businesses face and possible solutions. Your host, Ajay Sani.
Good afternoon, and welcome everyone to Business by the Bay, where we talk to successful business leaders and discuss various challenges businesses face and also possible solutions. I'm Ajay Sani, and today's show is sponsored by Payroll Vault. It is a boutique-style local payroll service provider for small businesses. Payroll Vault fully handles the payroll tasks and take over complex payroll activity from the business owners, and are also helping qualified businesses get ERC, Employee Retention Credit. The credit is up to $5,000 per employee for 2020 and up to $7,000 per employee for the first three quarters in 2021. For details, please call Payroll Vault at 925-273-7020. Today, I'm very excited to be in the studio with Yun Tong. She is a dedicated realtor with Golden Gate Sotheby's International. She provides exceptional service to clients throughout the Bay Area. Yun's commitment, keen understanding of the local real estate market, and passion for helping clients achieve their home ownership dreams render her the perfect partner for those seeking an effortless and rewarding real estate experience. Yun is a senior real estate specialist certified by National Realtor Association. She is also CAPS, which is Certified Aging in Place Specialist, also Certified Pricing Strategy Advisor, Real Estate Collaboration Specialist, and Divorce, Trust, Probate, and Conservatorship Specialist. So she has lots of skills, and let's jump into straight conversation with her. So good afternoon, Yun. How are you?
I'm doing good, Ajay. It's nice seeing you.
Yeah, my pleasure. So Yun, you have been working with a lot of people for a variety of needs, but also you have, as you are a senior real estate specialist, you have also been working with seniors for a long time. So can you please share your story and explain what made you dedicate your professional sort of life into real estate?
Well, real estate is my second career. So before real estate, I was in corporate. I did a project management and in the span of almost 30 years.
Uh-huh.
After I'm done with the corporate life, coming into real estate, I was accidentally falling into this specialty mm-hmm. area, which is the selling homes out of a partition action and a probate, trust, conservatorship situations.
Uh-huh.
Some are straightforward, some need a court confirmation. So dealing with homes that lived by the seniors and are uh-huh. no longer needed by the seniors, I've seen a lot of homes that's disrepair with deferred maintenance. Some are a very sad situation. You mm-hmm. know, once you walk into a house, you see how could someone lived in this situation, in this kind of a condition for the last part of their lives.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's this is not just someone who is in a poor neighborhood. You know,
okay.
this happens all across board from a luxury home areas and mm-hmm. until, you know, the flat of Oakland. And seeing this made me think that, you know, how can I help them? How can I help the person who lived there? Is there a way to reach out to them earlier? That was what drove me to get a CAP certification from National Builder Association, which is Aging in Place Specialist. So that's when everything all started. I am still a big part of my business is coming from the professionals, the attorneys, fiduciaries,
mm-hmm.
Executors, and some are institutional sellers, and helping them selling homes out of a trust and probate and court partition actions. And then I also work with families who are looking for solutions
mm-hmm.
for, let's say, either size up
okay.
and to have a multi-family multi-generation living in the multi-family household, duplex, mm-hmm. triplex, or bigger houses, or downsizing, which is move a senior into a space that's more manageable and an easier for their care.
So which year you moved into the real estate world? how long you've been doing this?
This is my 6 years. Uh-huh. And in the 6 years, it's actually, I say real estate business is easier to get into, uh-huh, because it takes like a 145, 100 some hours of a study, and you can get a license. Once you have a license, then you know you're pretty much legally you can buy and sell homes. Like any industry, like mm-hmm, any career, it is easy to get into. It's hard to do well. Mm-hmm. So through the 6 years, and I put in my hours and I put in my thoughts and efforts to make myself different from others.
Nice. We will definitely talk about that. But it's really a good pace you have worked at, in terms of, like, you've taken quite a few certifications in few years.
Yeah. Real estate business is very much a self-driven. Mm-hmm. You know, you can just get a license and then start a business or own a very good business. Mm-hmm. Or someone like me, if I want to do well, I wanted to learn the in and out, mm-hmm, and have a thorough understanding of the process. Once, I guess, you got to understand the process first, and then you master the process and then uh-huh, be better. So that's the nerdy part of me that's showing.
Yeah, no, that's pretty cool. So as a real estate agent, you help with like selling and buying homes. And so one may think at times that, you know, it's a transaction basically taking place where a home is changing hands, going from the seller to the buyer. But when it comes to seniors, how is it special or different? You know, it will be good that if you can talk a bit about the challenges and some scenarios that you see among seniors.
Well, working with the seniors, one needs a lot of patience and understanding. Imagine this, you come home and then your mom and dad, I mean, I am, for the listeners who can't really see, I am middle-aged. So my parents are elderly, consider mm-hmm, their seniors. They're in their 80s. You come home, and they're happy to see you. They're happy that you're there to talk with them, help them. But they have their ways. They mm-hmm, have their mindset, and they have their set ways doing things. And then it's telling them to do something different is it's not very easy, convincing. Right. When I work with the seniors and I see early intervention, that's what we call mm-hmm, early intervention, is very important. The earlier you plant this idea, discuss with them, and take the time to really listen to their needs. So asking questions like, what do you want, you know, if you leave this house, where do you want to leave? Where do you want to live? And what is important to you? Is staying closer to the friends are important to you? Is the cost that's really important to you? Or are there any other options that you are considering? And then just to ask as many questions as you can, have them feel free to tell you what they want. Mm-hmm. And then taking what are achievable and what are important to them, and put together, form a solution or form ideal outcome. Say, is this outcome is the one that you can put your, you know, put your heart to? Mm-hmm. So the seniors have to want to do something, or otherwise it's very difficult to force them, and then they will feel insecure.
Right.
When you start asking them to do the things that they don't understand, they're now agreed to, and then their resistance coming up. And then many times the senior will say, okay, I understand this. I know this is good for me. I agree this is what we need to do. And then 2 days later, they come back and say, oh, I changed my mind. I can't do this. You know, it's too hard. And a week later, something else happened. I said, yes, I understand we have to do this. There's a lot of a back and forth. One needs to have, as a real estate professionals, we need to have the patience to say, okay, I understand you need more time to think.
Yeah.
And if you need more time to think, let's spend more time to think about this.
Yeah.
And then let's you know, if the situation changes, if especially the health situation changes, some trigger mm-hmm. event happens in life, let's bring it back to the actions. And then, you know, the goal is to find them a safe place to live, mm-hmm. a place that they're happy and comfortable with.
No, some very important points yeah. you made, because it's just not that they want to make a move. Sometimes change is difficult and they feel they have been living in this house, so maybe that's the best option for me to continue. However, there could be, as you said, there could be health issues that may dictate that they are not safe at home. In that case, they may have to live in a senior community. On the other hand, it could be just the case of they need to make that home safe,
right?
So they make it more elderly friendly. And in some cases, maybe it's like 2 or 3 story house and it's too much of a hassle to go up and down. And they would rather have another house that can right. be a single story.
Right. And then get an in-home care when the time comes. And then this generation, we would call the great generation, they like to do, they're fiercely independent. They yeah. like to do everything by themselves. They wanted to be independent. And asking for help is very difficult. Accepting help is also very difficult for them.
Yeah.
They don't really have to sell the house if the house is a safe place to live. And then have in-home care services come in to check on them, you know, if they live alone. Once a week, twice a week, mm-hmm. just make sure that everything is okay. And have a regular maintenance, house maintenance is scheduled. Have someone come in to look at the homes to make sure that, okay, the roof is not leaking.
Yeah.
The gutters cleaned before the raining season. The yard is taken care of. There's nothing slippery, you know, on the walk path. All that little bit of things that they could do, they used to do when they were younger. Now they need to accept the help to have someone help come in to help them.
Exactly. And there are so many scenarios. And I liked, like, you know, that you're willing to spend time with, you know, buyers or sellers in that sense, that there could be a scenario where a couple or even a single elderly person living alone in the house is really getting bored. One's company is a very like an outgoing extrovert type of a person. So for that person, a senior community is a perfect place, because then that person can have a better quality of life with different activities going on and
right.
meeting different seniors there rather than kind of alone
isolated,
in the house,
yeah.
especially when that person, say, is not driving.
It is. Everyone is different.
Yeah.
Everyone is a different. Their personalities are different. The way how they're dealing with the situations are different. Early intervention, again, is what I recommend. The families, the friends, and then the senior service professionals to help a senior to come understand and then take action.
Yeah, no, makes sense. So, in moving on, home is really one of the most important things, right, in our lives. And whatever activities we plan around that, whether we are looking to sell, buy, upgrade, downgrade, or even modify, have some ADUs, there can be so many things that can go in a house. And an expert like you, how do you help people? And maybe, you know, you can explain some of your strengths. And you mentioned earlier, like, you tried intentionally to be different. So how are you different?
How am I different? I guess to the core, I think, is the value we offer mm-hmm. as professionals. The value we offer that really differentiates one realtor from another realtor, from one person from another. What I do is I do truly care about the seniors. Like I said earlier, having seen so many homes in the situations, in the conditions when they were selling after senior passed, and then that was a waking moment to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember, and I wanted to do something to help. So truly care about my senior clients, that's one, putting service above business. And then I think the more we can do for others, the better we can make the community better. We can make our life to be successful because the business are coming with what we do. You look for business, you only find the business. But if you go out with a service mind, you care for people, you get business and then you also get a happiness. Happiness on both sides, the happy clients and the happy professionals. And the knowledge, I think knowledge base is another. As a realtor understands the transaction, understands the process, not just the real estate side, but the legal side. It's interesting to say that I have done a lot of complex real estate sales out of a cases, court confirmation cases that some of the attorneys have not done. So when they get into the situation, I can guide them on the real estate side and making sure their case is going smoothly. And then having a network of like-minded professional is important. So I am a member of National Aging in Place Council, where the professionals in the organizations are all background checked and dedicated to service the seniors. So that is important because there is, as you probably know, there helping seniors is not a one-stop. There's no one stop to get all the information. There's no one stop for one person to have all the knowledges in this area, and one needs another's like-minded who you can trust to share the same value. So that's the network. And also knowing real estate business is knowing how the market is. You know, the market has changed in the Bay Area. Also in the nation, the market has changed since last June, around June 15th, this market start gearing toward to a balanced market. You know, how was the market at end of last year? It's very different from the market at the beginning of this year and until now. So I have a lot of people come to me. The first question they ask once they know I'm a realtor, they say, oh, hi, you know, how's the market? That's a question I get asked the most. How is the market? So interesting to see that the investors, the people who are investing in real estate, flipping homes, they are coming back. They're coming back. They're more interested in projects. And then that's an indication of the market is healthy. Because, you know, for investors to come in to flip a home, and it takes a few months for them to do the job.
Right.
At least, you know, they're confident they can recoup and then have a healthy return in their investments in a few months. So that's a good indication. And then buyers are coming back. I'm seeing the house on market times much shorter now and then with a lot of cash buyers. Because interest rate is up and down, up and down. And the people who have cash, they wanted to put their money into something that's more stable, like a real estate. So the homes on the market, times are shorter, and multiple offers are coming back, and then cash offers are pretty common. And then people are buying. People are selling. I live in Berkeley, and then so in Berkeley last week, there were only 12 new houses, new listings on the market. Let's say Berkeley it has about 24,000 houses, and only 12 new homes on the market. That means your supply is limited, and then demand is out there.
Right.
So is a good time to sell? Yes, it is a good time to sell. And then homes in a good condition always sell better price in the range of the pricing. And the flippers, what we call investors, are coming out. So even your house is in a less ideal condition, there will be people picking them up. And for less price, but then you don't worry, don't have to worry about a house sitting on the market not selling. So it's a good time to sell. And then, is this a good time to buy? I think it's always good time to buy if one needs a place to live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, comparing the raising of a rent in the Bay Area.
Yep.
It's getting more and more expensive to rent. And especially for seniors, sometimes, you know, buying a condo in the community that has amenities and has a stepless entrance and the 50 plus communities are always good places to invest because you can stay in there, don't have to worry about maintaining a big house, and then you're not too far away from your friends and families, even though there's different places, mm-hmm. different kind of a living situations, but you're still living in your community. So that's the housing market. Knowing the market is important, and knowing how to sell the product is another. That will be another long conversation, because I used to be in the fashion industry.
Mm-hmm.
We had a book back in the days we all had to read. It's called Biology, you know, B-U-Y, Biology.
Mm-hmm.
It's talk about why people buy and then what's behind purchase. And it is a very interesting book, and then it's the principles in purchasing, the science behind it. It can be used in real estate. And then that's one of my guiding books when I sell homes and I buy homes. It's very interesting. It could be another conversation.
Well, that's very, very interesting. So listeners, if you have not heard or read this book, maybe you can check it out and see, you know, what it offers. So you are getting the benefit from that book, or you're applying those principles, which is good. And is it, like you mentioned, buyers or the investment people are mm-hmm. buying the properties? Maybe is it because overall the interest rates have gone up? So that may have dictated in terms of like less bidding compared to what it was like maybe a year and a half back or something, when there were so many multiple offers were coming for every home. So is that one of the reasons that it's not like going crazy, and it's kind of a right balance, both for people who are selling and at the same time people who are buying? Instead of like 100 offers, there may be like, you know, less in single digits and so forth. So is that one of the factors?
It is, actually. It is one of the factors. I would say back last year, in the first quarter of the year, you will see like 20-some offers
mm-hmm.
and 40 offers that can be. And then there were many buyers
uh-huh.
on the market. And then because the interest rate was low, and then people are buying like the money is just free.
Mm-hmm.
Well, compared to higher interest rate, yes, money back then seems to be free.
Mm-hmm.
And then nowadays, the homes in turnkey condition, what we call move-in ready,
uh-huh.
really very nicely upgraded and well done. Those homes are selling faster
uh-huh.
and then commanding higher price, and that's where the investor is coming in to take the homes that need work and then turn them into these very desirable turnkey conditions. Yeah, so they're still out purchasing homes, and some are aggressively
uh-huh.
purchasing homes in the good neighborhood. So purchasing location is always location.
Uh-huh.
Any realtor will tell you location is the most important thing in determining the price and
mm-hmm.
the value of the home. And then location first, then condition
mm-hmm.
is the second.
So Yun, you have been very successful when it comes to your business. What do you think is like key to your success? Do you have any suggestions for business owners out there who are listening to this program so that they can get some inspiration, no matter what type of business they are running?
Well, coming out of a corporate to start a real estate business, it was a big shock to
uh-huh.
me. The people who actually getting their business and then to build their own business is so different than the W-2 employees. And mm-hmm. everything was handed to you as long as you do well.
Right.
You will have a job and you will do better, get it promoted. Mm-hmm. You follow the rules of the corporate. Coming out to be on my own, I think I benefit from two things that I did. I felt like it was really beneficial. One is always open to learn new things, because if there's a new skill, you feel like, yes, I can benefit from this. And mm-hmm. don't think, mm-hmm. don't wait. Jump in with both feet and learn and then do well and then move on to the next one. And use it every day. That's another. So another thing, other than learning, is networking. I think networking really is what made my business. I belong to BNI, mm-hmm. Business Networking International. I meet with a group of professionals, business owners every week to talk about business, to passing referrals. So that's one thing I find was very, very helpful. Two is organizations like National Aging in Place Council. They are helping me. The mm-hmm. professionals at the organization help me to understand what else in the senior care industry. So mm-hmm. So when I go in to see a client, it's not just me walking into that room. I am walking in with, you know, an in-home care provider, care home agencies, and I walk into the room with legal services and with financial services and with fiduciaries that, you know, on my speed dial. And if the client needs these helps, and I am not just a realtor, I am a resource center for them. So that's the second, what I think it's very helpful. And then I'm also a member and a board member of East Bay Estate Planning Council, where I meet professionals and I take continuing education courses on the legal and the financial side as well.
Amazing. So yeah. Continue to learn, open to learning, and then never stop networking.
Because
that helps. Great. Ian, this has been very beneficial to get your perspective, and also you spoke about market and how you help your clients. So I think it's really nice chatting with you to learn a little bit how you are able to help people in the real estate world. So if any of our listeners want to contact you, what's the best way to reach you?
Well, the easiest way to reach me is to call or text me at 415-686-0200. That's my mobile phone. Text is easier, so I know who you are, what you need, mm-hmm. and then I can dedicate a time to respond to your request. That's one. Or you can come to my website at yuntonghomes.com. So on this website, other than what I do, my contact information, I also have a blog mm-hmm. to talk about how to sell a house out of a trust, and where, you know, what a first-time trustee needs to be aware, mm-hmm. Aging in place tips and then advices, and the real estate related tips and advice. There is a page called Portfolio, which shows you the before and the afters of some of the projects that I have done, the homes I have sold.
Great. So listeners, yuntonghomes.com, yuntonghomes.com.
That's correct.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time today, Yun.
Thank you. I really enjoy our talk.
So listeners, thank you for joining us on Business by the Bay today. This show was brought to you by Payroll Vault. So we'll be back next week. Until then, you take care and have a great weekend.
Business by the Bay with your host, Ajay Sani. Join us next time as we discuss challenges businesses face and possible solutions.